Hi there, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Tired of overcrowded CE rooms and conferences that don't feel worth your time? Well, you're in luck. This St. Patrick's Day weekend, join us at Fet Charlotte, your destination for practical, real-world, continuing education you can immediately apply in your clinic. And here's the kicker. We take care of you while you're here. That means complimentary meals and snacks are included, so you can focus on learning and networking without having to worry about logistics. We're offering up to 47 CE credits, including on-demand options, along with 7 unique hands-on labs. So, what are you waiting for? Head to dvm360events.com and register today for Fet Charlotte.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We have a wonderful colleague that's joining us on the show. We have Dr. Antonio Pedraza in the house from Sevilla Vet Hospital in Santa Monica, California. And I wanted to invite him on because him and his team are doing absolutely incredible work with what's going on with the California wildfires. And I wanted him to share a little bit of updates on what him and his team have been doing, how we can support them, where are we at. So welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hello. Hi. How are you, Adam?
So nice to finally meet you, my friend. I know. I was, to the listeners, I was following him and his great work too on Instagram. And I had to reach out to him because I was like, this guy is doing phenomenal work, as you're about to hear in a little bit. So good. I wanted to share it to the masses. And he's just such a kind human, and our profession is just so honored to have you in it. Really, you're doing great work. So, and a little bit of background about our friend too. Dr. Pedraza has always had a lifelong passion for animals, and because of this, decided to pursue a career in vet med. By the way, how old were you when you decided you knew you wanted to be a veterinarian? Was it a certain age?
Well, actually, because all my family are doctors, are pediatrician, and I always like animals too. And we were always checking between to be a normal doctor or to be a veterinarian. But I decided I like more animals than people. Or I like people, but I like animals too, right?
Right, right. This is what we get it. This is the safe space for you to share that for sure. After obtaining his veterinary license, Dr. Pedraza moved to the United Kingdom to continue his postgraduate training with the European School of Postgraduate Veterinary Studies and the British Small Animal Veterinary Association. And his focus was primarily in orthopedic, spinal, and complex soft tissue surgery. Dr. Pedraza has received extensive training in endoscopy and laparoscopy procedures. In Madrid, he earned a master's degree in small animal surgery and traumatology, where he then moved to Los Angeles, where he currently is with his wife, a California native. So he strongly believes the key to good veterinary medicine is integrating clinical skills and proficiency with good client communication. So I love that. So thanks so much for being here. So tell us a little bit about your the location in relationship to where you are with the wildfires and, you know, how this has affected your hospital and your community.
Well, it is a little bit sad what is going on at the moment with the wildfires. And we are located in Santa Monica, which is just a few blocks away from the evacuated area. And as you know, the wildfires are located basically in the lands of Los Angeles. That included Pacific Palisades, Malibu, north of Pasadena, Hollywood Hills. It's basically affecting the whole entire LA County. As you know, it is the biggest issue that we had, especially in the last week, has been the severe winds. Due to that kind of issue, we have a lot of a problem with the evacuations, and everybody has a lot of anxiety in the city. And as you know, as a community, we think that we need to do something else, right?
Right.
And also, as you know, at the moment, as you ask me, how is everything at the moment, is like over 40,000 acres were affected by the fire, which that one means that thousands of people and animals are displaced from their homes. And, you know, as together, we need to work toward healing and recovery, this fantastic city, you know, and county.
Right. And this has really affected personally your clients too, as well, that you've had. They've lost their homes and lost everything, right? So, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I fully agree. Affect everyone, every single person in Los Angeles, but especially people like my hospital. We see people from Malibu or Pacific Palisades or Brentwood. That is like 25% of our clients. But for us, the most important, more than that, is our clients are people that are living here. They have been adopting me because, as you know, I am not from Los Angeles. I am from Spain, from Europe, and everyone has been so welcome to me in this city that I believe that this is a city of Los Angeles, of angels, and it's a way to give back what everybody has been giving me since I moved here.
That's incredible. And not only that too, doctor, I mean, you've opened up your clinic 7 days a week. You're seeing patients and providing care and helping out. Share with the listeners what you and your team have been doing.
Well, as you know, I mean, the day of the fire that was on Wednesday, we glued to the TV our eyes, basically, just we didn't know what to do. And there was one moment that we decided to move forward. And as you know, veterinarians always we like to do a little bit a step on and a step in, basically, and get better and help our patients and people. And what we decide to do is we decide to close our normal veterinary services and focus on providing care to the animals in need. All the members of my hospital, we were able to show up to work, even they were very close to the fire, but they really wanted to do something different, right? And we offer a wide range of medical attention from free treatment, including exam, diagnostics, x-rays, any kind of blood work, medication, to ensure that every pet received the attention that they needed. As you know, there was a lot of local rescues that were started to be full with displaced animal, and this animal, they need to be treated, and also they were separated from their family or injured from these cows, you know. What we decide to do is to provide any kind of medical care and surgical care free, with no cost to the patient. And we went a little bit more proactive. What we decide to do is to do x-rays and blood tests pretty much to every patient that come in, because we wanted to make sure to the owners, to the family, that their animal are okay. And as you know, this is a very traumatic moment that you have a life full of cars, staff, computers, everything. And the only thing that they were able to take were the car, the dog, and themselves. They didn't have anything else. And you need to provide a security that whatever they have at this time is they are okay. And as you know, because everybody's dealing now with medical insurance, or even with the normal insurance for the houses, their minds are going to be in other places. And we wanted to be sure that their lovely pets or their animals, they are okay. And we were diagnostic a few animals with ongoing kidney issues, or beginning of kidney failure, or beginning gallbladder issues, liver. It has been a little bit overwhelming for a lot of the owners, but also has been very helpful because we started to treat problems before having major issues, major conditions.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, I can just only imagine the fact that you have no medical records, you know, because they don't obviously, this is an emergency situation. This is a complete disaster response. And so you're going by what you think the pets need and just giving them that peace of mind that they're okay. I think that's incredible of you and your team to really figure those things out to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, you know, the dog's okay. Go take care of what needs to be done. You know, we got this part, which is so nice. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. It's exactly what you said. And we also, we have a few emergencies that were a complex procedures. We performed a few fractures, large lacerations, wound injuries, because there was also animals that were found in the fire affected areas that we didn't know, or they didn't know if they have an owner, but they come in with a broken leg. And rather than to just to leave the animal sitting discomfort and try to find the owner, and there was animal that there were no microchips, we decide to step in, perform the procedures free of cost. And then with our partners at different other veterinary hospitals, we work together to try to help these animals in need.
That's remarkable. And what did that look like? Because I could just imagine that there were so many pets that were lost and not, to your point too, not microchipped. So did you take pictures of them and post them on social media or Facebook? Like what did that look like? How did you reunite some of them to their owners?
Well, there are a few veterinary hospitals that they have a big spaces that they have been doing a fantastic job, just keeping in-house in the veterinary hospital. What I have been more has been the person who has been close and performing the complex procedures, like a referral, like I have been doing whatever they cannot do it in other veterinary hospitals. We have been reaching them to say, hey, we are here, we can provide, we can help you. When you have a case that you cannot deal with, I am here for helping you. And that one is basically what we have been doing. Like the most advanced surgical interventions is what we have been trying. And also we have been getting a lot of volunteers from this, our fantastic veterinary field, which has been veterinarians, technician, assistants, I would say even receptionists. And it's, that has been overwhelming in a very good way, because after this apocalypse, I would say, because we never have something like that in history in California, that this has been helping everyone to be, or everyone has been working together for the same goal, to help other people and help animals and comfort them. And that one has been very overwhelming. I want it also because I used to own a mobile surgical practice, and we used to provide surgical services to several veterinary hospitals. I have a very large network of veterinary hospitals to call on. And if you don't mind, I would like to say a few veterinarians that has been helping me with.
Yes.
Because I think they deserve to be known.
Absolutely.
Okay, that, for example, including like Dr. Stewart from Street Vet Project, who has
Stewart, yeah,
one of the nicest person I ever met, a very good friend of mine, and we have been performing procedures in the past together. Also, Dr. Nunez, who was the past president of the California Veterinary Medical Association, he's a very good friend of mine, and he stepped in. Then I have another private practitioner like Dr. Lynch, Dr. Dupin, Robbins, Dr. Gabriela, and Dr. Song. Then I have a lot of veterinary technician friends and assistants that has been wanted to help. And the most incredible thing is a lot of people that I didn't speak for years, that you say, I don't know if this person like me, you know, like you have that kind of weird, that feeling that you say, oh no, I have been 5 years without speaking to this colleague, has been calling me and say, hey, Antonio, whatever you need, I am here for. And that is something that we need to feel proud in our community.
Yes.
Because I think a veterinarian, everyone see like a single unit person who are just working in a small practice, like on their own. They don't have too much time, always overwhelming with cases. But then when there is something big, we are here and we are together.
I agree. That's what I love about this profession. We step up to help each other and get each other's backs when, regardless of where we are around the world or country, we really want to help out, especially times like this. I think we really need to show up and be present for them. And along those lines, how has the response been from the veterinary industry components? You know, were there materials and products that were donated? Like, how did you get through, like, you know, blood tests and heartworm testing or any of those kinds of things? Like, what did that look like?
Well, we have been paying a few of them, realistically, under my the company money or pocket. But I would say that I am extremely, extremely grateful to Zoetis. Zoetis has been amazing. I would say Ashley, Jenny, and Juliana, the three of them, they have been absolutely amazing. They have been providing any kind of blood test. They provide medication like Convenia, which has been super great because I, as you know, we have been doing walk-ins and sometimes we need to give just one medication and the owner are so overwhelmed that you want to be sure that the animal has antibiotics on board and is going to be taking this. And they have been providing any kind of Rimadyl, Cytopoint. They have been absolutely amazing. Then also Midwest, from Jessica, and NWI from Adam, and Elanco from Linda. They have been providing me a few items and a few medication and drugs. And that one has been, I don't know, it's just, I feel like always, we are always, hey, can you do this a little bit cheaper? Oh, this person give me 20 cents cheaper this medication. But then when you realize that these people are the people that are always wanted to help, and they even were here at the time of the fire, taking out their own personal issues and coming here and helping as another person, just comfort and speaking and being helpful and not judging anyone. It has been fantastic and opened my eyes in different way now.
Yeah. Well, it's so good to hear. It really is. And I know that there's, you work with local animal shelters and rescue groups too. Are there anything, or is there anything that we can do collectively to the listeners tuning in terms of donations, or what are some things that we can do to help?
I would say more than the donations, I would say would be sadly to say sometimes it's more economically to give some. Because the rescues, I would say like Southern California Veterinary Medical Association, they have putting something really good together, the CVMA too, that they know where the money is needed, because we need to think something, and we are focusing our animals are the pets, the horses. But there is a massive wild life that has been moved out of where they belong.
Decimated, really, you know? Yeah.
And that one, from my point of view, are the most organization that they really need to, because they need to help now to grow back. And I think it's going to take time, it's going to be painful and hard, but this is the time for all of us to be together. I would say there are a few rescues organizations. I am scared to name some of them because all of them, they are doing a fantastic work, and they are focused in rescue the animals and sometimes foster the animal until their owners, they have a house, because there are sometimes that they move to a small hotel. And I have a few clients or a few patients that they were like a bull mastiff. They're coming up two massive, massive bull mastiff, and they were living in a small, tiny, tiny, tiny room in a hotel. They couldn't find any other room. And they used to live in a ranch. And now they are putting everything together. And I think it's a time that people need to be kind.
Yes.
They don't need to take advantage of this situation. And more than to make profit, you need to help. Because
right.
You need to choose which side are you in this moment. You want to be thinking in the future. Have you been done everything that you can do for helping everyone, the animals, the people, the wildlife, or you just want to be somebody who say, oh yeah, there was a big fire. Yeah, I was there. Oh, that was horrible. Was horrible. It is not. That is not we are. At the veterinarian, we are not. We are very proactive people. And there is always, we can work as a group. The reality is, I will extend my hand to say that you will be probably one of the right person to help with this, because you know you have a lot of connection and knowledge, and that one will be very helpful for the community to see how we can to help in this hard time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one thing to watch them on TV and what's going on, but it's another to really actively participate and help engage to see what we can do collectively for the greater good. And it was bothering me when I saw that on the news that some of these landlords were charging so much, were raising their prices even more just because the demand was so high, or the fact that they were turning pet owners away because it wasn't a pet friendly hotel or apartment. Like, there's a difference between doing the right thing and doing what's right. And, in times of crisis, a humanitarian crisis like this, you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing,
I fully, fully, fully agree with you. And I really appreciate that you give us the opportunity from somebody from Los Angeles to explain a little bit to the other part of the country what is going on. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, our pleasure. And I want to make sure, are you taking care of yourself, doctor, too? Because I know you're very busy and it's so important. We know how it is in our profession. You and I know this, that, you got to make sure you take time for yourself as well, right?
Oh yeah, well, I would say that I have incredible, incredible support from my lovely wife, Julia, who actually is her company, Julia Del Design, built the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so far everybody like it. And she was the first one to support this idea and also help at the hospital. She came in as a volunteer alongside me, which means a lot, because she was able to comfort and helping people in the waiting area and checking up and, show humanity and empathize what they have been through, my other support, which is cannot say even that, is my 1.5 year old baby, and the name is John Antonio. That has been a very supporting, because working from 7 o'clock in the morning to sometimes 8 or 9 o'clock at night, it is incredible to arrive at home and put everything on the side for a couple of hours with your baby, and they don't understand the situation. They are always smiling and happy, and that one has been great, because I think without these two people in my life, this has been a little bit harder. Also, I would like to say Junior, who is my partner, and he's one of has been working very hard during this time. And one of the things that I noticed that has been super, super therapeutic for me has been feeling that I am not alone. It has been so many veterinary hospitals from San Diego, from Nevada, from different locations that they wanted to come just to help, to do whatever. They are a different one that say, well, I am not from this state. I know that I cannot see consultations, but I can do anything else. If I need to hold the animal, I will hold. If I need to assist anyone in the hospital, I will. And that one is like, we are working together for better future. And this is one of the samples that veterinarians, we are a different group. We are here for helping the society.
Yeah, we really are. It's great to see us all come together again for something that terrible tragedy, but coming together. If there's any goodness that comes out of it, it's us bantering together for that. So, well, this has been such a fantastic conversation, Dr. Antonio. And tell the listeners where we can follow you on Instagram. Your beautiful hospital, by the way. So where can we follow you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Actually, we have been open just for 6 months. My Instagram is Sevilla Vet. It's basically It's a new practice. Our priority has been always focusing on providing the best care possible as everyone else, realistically. But we are proud to offer the same advanced services and expertise as a larger veterinary hospital. And we try to be a little bit more personalized, right? We are capable of performing a variety of advanced surgical techniques from orthopedics, TPLO, complex fracture, minimal invasive, laparoscopy, endoscopy. But we are passionate of to create a big relationship with our community in Santa Monica and in Los Angeles. And realistically, I am looking forward that you, when you are in LA, you are coming to visit
us.
I would love to show you my veterinary hospital. And also I would love that I will try to bring some of the veterinarians who have been helping me and during this period of time. I am a big follower of you, I would say. I have been obsessive with Fetch. And when you text me and say, hey, what's going on here?
Yes.
I was super, super excited to speak to you in person. And I would say that because I have been following you for a while, I would say that it has been a great, great opportunity and happy moment to see that as you are in Instagram and in all these conferences, you are even better person when you speak face to face. And I really appreciate all your help, really.
Aww. My pleasure. And I appreciate everything that you're doing for the animals, the profession, and really thank you for your friendship too. It's so important. And I can't wait to visit your practice. I'm going to do that this year. So looking forward to that. So you got a friend here, doctor. So good to see you. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Antonio Pedraza. Big round of applause for all the great work for you, my friend. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much. You are a wonderful person. Take care.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to our listeners. Don't forget to rate this wonderful podcast. If you want to learn more, don't forget to follow them on Instagram. We'll put everything in the show notes as well so that way you can learn more about the great team and our colleagues there. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.